Hey, welcome to We Need to Talk with Nick B. I'd like to thank Bracken's Firearms. For all your firearms and shooting needs, give them a call. 719-465-8320. I'd also like to thank 5280 Creative Company. Contact them for all your custom handmade items, cups, keychains, tote bags, and much, much more. Check them out at 5280creativeco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Also like to thank Kiss My Fist. They have the hardest hitting edibles on the planet. Go to Kiss My Fist, medco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Thank you, and now to the show. Nick B. This is a Tuesday night chat. Hope everybody's having a good night. Hey, Bella. How are you?
Hey, dear.
Just coming on. I just sent all the invites out, so we'll see who.
Okay, I'll be right back. I want to use a loo.
A loo. Okay.
A loo.
Okay. I'll give everybody a couple minutes to come on. If I can get these AirPods to stay in.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa!
I was just getting ready to text you. Hey, I'm on.
Hey.
Hey!
We have all.
Yeah, I don't get the notifications.
Oh, that's right. I don't know why not.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know why? Do you?
I'm like, oh, it's been a couple minutes. I'm just gonna get on and see if you're on yet.
Do you follow us?
I do. I follow all of you guys.
Huh. It should send you something then.
Check in your junk, maybe, Jesse, on your email. Maybe you went to your junk.
Well, no. So I won't get the email. What I'll do is, as soon as I get into the app. It sends me a notification once I'm in the app, but not before getting into the app.
Okay. Well, I have my Discord notifications off. Oh, let me share the show. Hold on.
Oh, see, there you go.
I'll share the show on Pulses, and I'll share the show on mine. Hold on. Yeah, I take my Discord notifications on because they're annoying when I'm at work, and I just don't want to be bothered, so I'll physically have to go into Discord and check, like, somebody sends me a message or something.
Yeah.
It's too many notifications on, and it gets, like, beep, 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 and it's, like, too much. Okay, let me just...
I did the same thing with my siblings' Discord.
Yes. So how you been? Long time.
Not bad, not bad. I'm going to try to get my headphones in. Is there an echo on me right now?
There's a little one, yeah.
Okay, let me try to get some headphones in and see if that helps.
Those white ones don't usually do good.
Not usually. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you're in the metrics.
Ah, shit. Hold on. I promise I'll get the sound quality issue figured out.
That sounds good right there, whatever you're doing.
No, you sound good. You sound good now. You sound good.
Okay.
You're good. Just stay wherever you are. Just stay on the X. That's what I call it. Stay on that spot.
How about this?
Yeah, stay right there and don't move.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put in my other headphones that are not wireless ones. They're the corded headphones.
Okay.
They seem to do better.
Yeah, yeah. You can move around. But sometimes with... wireless ones, it's where the Wi-Fi signal is best in your house. That's what happens to me, and then I sound like I'm gurgling.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No Wi-Fi headphones. That's fine.
I'm hoping Dana and Kevin will come on, but
yeah,
I sent them invites. Doc is.
Did you text Kevin? Because I know he's off today.
Yeah, I sent him an invite, but I know he's tied up with his mom.
No, no, no. Did you text him? He might not have gotten the invite.
Oh, no. I didn't text him.
Just copy the
hey, man,
copy the link. Nick and paste it and send it to him. So he'll get right in. Just copy the link.
Uh-huh.
It's on my Discord, like the link, the Podbean link, and then just send it to him. And then once he clicks on it, he'll get right into the show.
Okay.
Boom.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to, ain't going to happen. How you doing, man, Kate?
Why? Why, you don't have time?
I don't know how.
Nick D, I could do it for you, but I don't know Kevin.
No, no, no. I'm going to send Kevin and Maggie a text message.
Yeah, send them a message that you're live. Yeah. Because I have to do it with some people who are not on Discord. I have to do it on Instagram for them. I have to copy the link. Like, some people are not everybody's on Discord, right? So I send it to them on Instagram, and then, yeah.
Boom. Okay, that actually went to Nick, too, but I sent it to Kevin and Maggie. Kevin, Maggie, and Nick all got told, Nick, hey, do you want to come to Discord?
Don't click on the link, Nick, or you'll boot yourself out of your pod.
No, I didn't send a link. I know Kevin knows how to get into the pod. I just was like, hey, come on the pod.
Yeah, hers goes to my other phone.
Mm.
Don't go to this phone.
So, what are we talking about? So, Jesse's talking about something tonight? What are we talking about?
Uh-oh. Don't put me on the spotlight. I'm eating potatoes.
That's what Nick told me. That's what Nick said.
Oh.
Exactly.
I don't mind a show, but I wasn't ready to have a subject topic.
Good. We could just shoot the shit. I don't care. I'm past my bedtime. I was allowed to stay up because the kids are on March break, right, Jesse? So we're going. Yeah, I can stay up a little bit late, but I'm not a late. I don't stay up late as I used to, so I go to bed. I'm past my bedtime, but I'm staying up for like half an hour, so I'll be here.
Oh, my kiddo's got spring break at the end of the month. What's that?
I told her she'll be here longer.
Yeah. Past my bedtime, stays on till 2 a.m. in the morning.
I came on once, Nick was like 2 a.m. in the morning. Just like, sometimes I wake up at 2 and I check. I'm like, what the hell? Like half dead. I can't see. I have my glasses on. And then I just come down in the, I think I lasted like 5 minutes down in the bleachers. And then I just went to bed. Because I can't come up at that time and have a conversation.
I feel like, that.
Yeah.
I know it is a different time zone, but like Nick's always up super late.
Yeah, because it's earlier for him. So yeah, it's fine. He's late. And he doesn't have to go to work till noon, he said. So he's good. Lucky him.
That's okay. I still
welcome, B Great Times. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome.
I will say, though, we had some fun today. I took my daughter out to the baseball field that's right down the, right next to my apartment, there's a middle school that has a baseball field and a racing track and a soccer field and stuff like that.
Right.
Nice.
And so I took my kiddo down to the baseball field and we practiced some catch today.
Well, she starts baseball here soon, right? Or T-ball?
Nice. May 6th is when practices start. So we've got 2 more months-ish.
Really? That long?
Yeah.
Huh.
The baseball started as far as, like, game seasons. Like, they're in, like, the MLB is in the spring training right now.
Well, I see.
But, yeah, her baseball doesn't start yet.
Yeah, it'd be a little cold out there for them right now. For the little
Mm-hmm.
Is she excited? I mean.
I'm putting a picture of her in the Discord for you guys. She's excited.
She's playing softball, right?
She's playing softball.
Overhand pitch or something, you said?
Fast pitch softball.
That's so cool.
What is that, drum set behind her?
Yeah, that's my drum set behind her.
Oh, my God. Hey, short
pants. I play drums.
See, Nick, you got to run more lives.
Why?
You got to run more lives. Because you're only at 1.5K.
What?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Ain't it?
No, it's not. You have a show on Thursday. You got to do the tile if you're doing it. You told me to stay up at 11, and I marked my calendar for you.
Okay.
Mm.
I'll make a tile.
So are you doing one tomorrow?
Thursday, he said.
I'm going to do
At 11 o'clock at night. So I got to know. So I got to sleep from, like, I'm going to take a nap, and then I'll get up and join.
We're going to do violence. Yeah. Youth violence.
We're doing youth violence. Youth violence.
Youth violence?
Yeah.
That's what he said. You ready?
you're gonna be
not
quiz.
To be violent, but I guess so. No.
You ought to be good on that with your daughter and, you know, how it interferes with her in her schools. And
yeah.
I mean, I went to a meeting, was it last Thursday night? They had a city council meeting. And the police chief was there. And there's a kid here in Colorado Springs.
Uh-huh.
He's been arrested 22 times for stealing a car.
Oh, Jesus.
And they keep letting him go.
The same car or just stealing cars in general?
Just stealing cars in general.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why?
What?
Why is he not being charged as an adult or, you know?
They only charge here. They don't go to jail. They go to the detention centers.
Yeah, that's what they're doing here
from
Colorado,
16.
For Colorado Springs.
16. So they go to a detention center. How old is the child?
You know, he didn't say how old the kid was. He just said he had a juvenile that's been arrested 22 times for car theft.
For doing what? What did the child do?
Stealing cars, auto theft.
Well, the system over there, I guess in every state, is different, right? The justice system?
Yep. Well, no, it's for the most part, it's the same. There's a few minute differences in laws, depending on, like, age of offense and stuff like that, or, you know, statute of limitations. But, like, for the most part, a crime's a crime. Like, auto theft is auto theft. But like Nick was saying, it's like, why is he not in a detention center? Why is he not? Why is he still on the street? I totally get giving kids a second chance. Like, they're still developing their brains. They're still, you know, learning life, and obviously actions should have consequences. But, like, I understand giving a kid a break because you don't want to ruin their life over one stupid mistake, especially if they got involved with the wrong crowd.
Well, true.
Same time it is 20 plus times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
20 plus times somebody needs to kick that kid in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just somewhere along the court system or something that something went wrong. Because the kid knows he ain't going to get in trouble, so he just keeps doing it.
Right.
And what's bad
and of course the cops see this all the time. They arrest the same kid. I just arrested you last week and now I'm back here arresting you again.
Mm-hmm.
But the cops arrest him, put him in jail for the night. They go see a judge. The judge lets him off and then the cops are like, well, guess we got to let you go again. You know?
Well, I don't
this
even
is
know
true.
If they can keep the a kid in jail without, you know, something major. I don't know. I don't know how, but they need to change.
Well, there's a lot of things connected to that. I mean, if the child has, it's either behavioral issues, which are different to ADHD. There's autism. There's a lot of things that kids are going through mentally, but behavioral is different than being autistic or being ADHD or hyper, or then there's mental illness as well. So all of that is being considered in a court of law. So if it's behavioral, they're going to want to try, like I agree with Jesse, you want to try and reform the child to fit into society because the child, you know, but I mean, that amount of times, I don't think he's getting it. You know, you gotta find out, like, it's usually, I think, surrounded also around family. Mm-hmm. And when there's absentees in families, I see it, that it affects kids in this way. So there must be a story. There must be a story. So there's the behavioral side. If he has behavioral issues, then he needs social worker for that. If he's autistic, then it's kind of like, that's not as, they're both actually not serious. If you're really in the educational side of it, they can get social workers. And so this child probably has a history of having issues of behavior, or I don't know.
Right. And well, like to your point there, like if it is a family element, like mom and dad are not showing up for the kid, or mom and dad are not not around for the kid, or for whatever reason, and he's causing trouble, I wonder if he's getting slapped with fines or getting slapped with the insurance bill, or, you know, being told you've got to pay to fix the car you just broke into and stole. And what if mommy and daddy are just paying it and going, okay, we've got more court fees for our 15-year-old. And so we're just paying all these fees. And then kid gets in trouble again, but they're not really giving the kid the discipline he needs to stop the behavior.
That is also true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just paying the fees, getting it taken care of, and the kid does it again, you know?
There's a lot of parents who enable their kids because, mm-hmm. number one, they're in denial. They don't want to have their kid labeled like he has a behavioral issue. But mm-hmm. I see it right now that these issues are starting from kindergarten. Kids mm-hmm. are coming into kindergarten with a lot of needs. And it's starting, I don't know why, but in my experience, I see it starting at a very young age. And so even from kindergarten, I know it's play-based, Jesse, like you remember when your mm-hmm. kids were in kindergarten. But I think soon as they start hitting grade one, teachers play a vital role in making sure they learn that school is a place of learning, but also a place where they have to behave and be disciplined. So I think school and the education system has a very vital role to play in how kids adapt to performing in the real world, because then they become teenagers and so on. So like parents will come and be like, they're only grade one, you know, they're only babies, be easy on them. I don't agree with that, because at grade one, they're pretty much very smart and capable of learning that this is wrong, you're not mm-hmm. allowed to hit, and it also has to be really solidified at home. I think that's the main thing. You go home and the parents are saying a totally different thing, oh, that teacher's an idiot, you know, don't listen, then that's where it becomes, it becomes bad.
Let me give you an example of that. And I make this joke at work, but it's kind of true. I joke with some of the guys at work and I say, I see you fuckers more than I see my own kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I mean by that is in the morning, we usually wake up at like 6:30. She goes to school by 7:30. So there's an hour to an hour and a half. Okay. Then I go to work for 8 hours and I'm at the store for 8 hours. Then I come back. I pick up my kid at 4:30. So we get dinner. We do our errands. We do whatever. It's 5:30, 6 o'clock. By the time we're getting dinner, and then we've got 2 hours from 6 to 8:30 when she goes to bed. So that's another between 4:30 to 8:30, another 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see my kid for a total of 5 to 6 hours a day, and I'm at work for 8 hours a day. And mm-hmm. so they're at school for 8 hours a day. You know what I mean? It's like you're right. The educational system can be a very pivotal point in raising your child. And if the education system or you, or there's a disconnect between the two, you've got kids that are struggling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
True. Kids are struggling. Kids are struggling, but it's up to the parent. So if that parent, if that parent comes in and tells the school, I don't want my child to see A, B, or C, social worker, right? It's up to the parent. If the parent says no, there's nothing the school can do.
Right.
There's nothing. The child will continue to either continue with that behavior, and there's nothing the school to do without the parent's permission.
Well, that's right. Was written down there in chat. You know, kids are taught that way at home sometimes.
Yep.
Which is,
that also teaches the kids the behavior, and if that's what they know and the judge knows, he might be a lot more lenient. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he's lenient on the kid. The cop doesn't see it, but the judge sees the leniency or sees the behavior problems, you know.
Well, what's bad?
But I mean, to complete so many charges. That's a lot. That's a lot of charges. I mean, that would have to be looked at from, I think, something like that. We're not helping that child, however old. Mm-hmm. How old is this child, Nick? Like, how old is this person, this child?
The police chief would not say the age.
Is it a teenager?
Oh, yeah, it's a youth. I mean, he just said he had a juvenile, you know.
And I can see both sides of that, because like me personally, if my car got broken into and we knew who did it, and we knew who did it, and then I found out that he got arrested 20 plus other times before he broke into my car, why the hell is he out in public breaking into my car? You know, I would be pissed. I'd be like, why didn't you guys take him off the street sooner? Why are you guys letting him break into my car? Now I've got to call my insurance company. Now I've got to deal with fixing my car.
Right.
So I can understand where people are mad, because these damaging other people's properties,
which is wrong, which is
right.
I don't think it's considered criminal, but it's considered not good.
Exactly. And
I don't know
like
the law
would
works for that. Yeah.
Because I just had my car broken into over New Year's. You know what I mean? Like, I would be mad, especially if I knew. Sorry, that was loud.
Yeah.
Especially if they knew who did it. And they're like, oh, yeah, he's done this before. He's been arrested before. Why is he still on the street doing this again?
No idea. I don't know. It has to be some kind of consequence for the child, because if there's no consequence, like maybe Nick, you should look into more about this story. If there's no consequence for what the child is doing, the child knows that there is no consequence. The child is repeatedly doing the offense. Then he's not being held accountable, because if there was a consequence, and trust me, kids don't like to be put in situations where they are taken, some of their rights are taken away because they're kids. So if there's no consequence and there's rewards that, yep, fine, go back out, and then it happens again, and then what are we doing about it, and then there's nothing done, and it happens again, then there has to be a consequence. That's why discipline, people say, oh, we're too tough with discipline, you know, we need to do soft parenting instead of tough parenting. Some parents are soft with parenting.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing, like Jesse's correct, if it was my car and I know it was a youth, I'd want to know what is the consequence. Like, there has to be a consequence, because we're not helping that child to succeed in life,
right,
if we're just going to give them another pass. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree. That's what I wish we could figure out. But
and that's why I wonder if mommy and daddy are just paying the bill.
That's what I'm saying.
He's getting charged court fees and insurance fees, and mommy and daddy are just paying the bill.
Just paying it and getting him out every time.
Mm.
Well, you know, at this meeting that I went to Tuesday, we got malls here. I don't know if you got them up there in Canada or how many other people have malls anymore, but there's a mall right up here by Jesse and I, and it's privately owned, and they want the city to put up cameras. Do you think the city...
This is your private property. Huh? But this is your private property, but you want us to pay for cameras.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a lot of kids up there, and they're street racing in the parking
lot. Yep.
There's fighting going on up there. A lot of youth...
There was just a shooting up at that mall, too, recently, like within the last month or two.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it happened a couple of days before Christmas, because I was there that morning buying shoes for my kid at that mall.
Yeah.
And then I was going to go back the next day and then decided, no, I'm not going to. The next day was the day that the shooting happened.
Yeah. I mean, should the city put up, cameras to watch that because of the city youth, or should it be strictly on the property owner?
See, and when my car got broken into, I bought my own cameras and I put my own cameras up.
I have a camera in my house.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I bought my own.
And that was kind of my thought. Was like, no, this is like, if there's cameras around, great. Okay, nobody's got cameras around. I'm buying a camera and putting it up.
Yeah,
like,
I have cameras.
I don't think it should be on the city.
It shouldn't be on the city. If it's private property, no.
But the public uses it.
True that.
That's well, let them pay for
saying,
it.
Hey, this is open to the public. You know, the city.
Cameras where exactly? In the parking lots? Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
In the parking lots. They want the city to put cameras in the parking lot.
We got cameras everywhere at every stop sign.
Yeah.
That red light cameras. We've invested millions of dollars in cameras, and there's more speeding tickets and stop light going through with the cameras. So the mayor came on and said, you guys are just a bunch of idiots because we've put all these cameras up and you guys are making – it's even gotten worse. Like, people just don't respect, like, the red light camera, for example. They will catch you. So now they've put cameras in the ground, speeding cameras where you can't see.
Jesus.
You don't see them. You don't see them because people, you know, in the 40 lane, like the school lane, it's 40. People are going 50, 60 in the morning. So one of my friends got a ticket, but you can't see that camera. It's hidden in the grass.
Dang.
But I mean, the city, like, I agree with the mayor. He came on and he said, you guys are just a bunch of idiots. Could you just not go through stop signs? Could you just not go through red lights? You risk killing people. We shouldn't have to train you guys to follow the law. Like, I mean, we've put up these cameras, and it's still, it's worse. So you got to be responsible how you're driving on the street. It's kind of like, right? And who's paying for it, Jesse? Our taxpayers' money, right? Is paying for all of that. And then people still break the law and go through the red lights. Red lights, I've seen, I think in the last couple of weeks, I've seen like 10 people go through red lights. Like, they just don't care. They don't care. Yeah. They just go through red lights at T intersections. And I'm like, are you not afraid you are going to die or kill someone?
Right.
Like, right? They're just going at it. They're just going right through.
I know that Nick and I have talked about this before. I don't know if you were around for this conversation, Bella, but I'm curious your opinions on it. Mm-hmm. Do you think that we need to go through annual driver tests? Because I don't know about Canada, but I know here in America, when you get your driver's license, you have to go through a written test, and then you do a driver's test before you get your physical actual license when you're a teenager.
Right.
And then every year after that, you just have to go in, pay the fee, renew it. Go in, pay the fee, renew it. You don't ever have to study again. You don't ever have to do the written or driving test again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you just go in and you pay your $25, $50 to renew your license, and boom, you can keep driving.
Right.
Do you think that they should make a 1 year, 5 year, annual, some kind of, hey, when you renew your license, you have to retake a test, whether it be a written or whether it be a driving test?
It's a funny question, because I've made jokes. I do have, I admit, I do have the worst road rage. So I see people on the road that I have no idea, Jesse, how they got a license. They can't even parallel park. They cannot drive. They cannot change lanes, because you have to get, so this is how our license works. You get a G1. That's the first one. You become 16, and then you have to get a G2. Where you're allowed to travel with an adult only, then you get a G. So there's three stages. When you get G, then you're fully licensed to drive on the highways and everywhere unaccompanied by an adult.
Okay.
Right? So I think if you're being driver's tested and you're passing the test, because it's a grueling test, I don't understand how half of these people pass the test, because you see the kind of drivers on the road. I think at a certain age, when they see so many tickets, or there's so many, like, they can see it in the ministry that this person is breaking the law like so many times, they should I agree that they should redo the driver's test.
Okay.
They should. Yeah. They should redo the driver's test, pass or fail. Parallel park. Can you change corners, stop signs, four-way stop signs, like all the tests, because I see them being broken all the time. So my joke to them is I stick my big head out of the window and I said, did you get your license online or did you actually do a test? Because I don't think half of them did the real test, like being with somebody next to you who's like marking you and saying this is all the rules of what you need to follow on the road. I agree with that. I think they should be retested.
See, and I don't think our driving tests are even that grueling like they are for you guys. Literally, my driving test was leaving the parking lot of the DMV, taking a right-hand turn, going up to a stop sign, taking another left or right turn, going up to a stoplight, taking another turn. You know, like basically just going around the block a couple of times. Not quite around
That's
the block.
That's it? You didn't go on the highway?
Right. There was the fastest road we went on was a 40-mile-an-hour road.
What?
And then, yes, 40 miles an hour top speed. And then,
that wasn't my test.
Right. And then once you got did their left rights, you went through stop signs and stop lights. And then once you got back into the parking lot, just find a parking spot to park it in. There was parallel parking. There was no highway speeds. There was, if you stay in your lane, you drive the speed limit and you use your blinker, pretty much you're going to pass.
Yeah, there you go. That's why half of them can't drive.
Right.
Because that's the easiest thing. That's the easy. And my instructor that I got for my test, he was the scariest man alive. I was crying. I was crying in the car. He was yelling at me. I was on the highway and I took the worst day. It was a rainstorm. That was the day I had my drive. I could not see anything and I was not on 100 on the test. He's like, lady, you are going to fail. We are on the highway. You have to put your foot on 100. And he was marking me and I was getting more nervous because I couldn't see. But he didn't care. He's like, and this is the best test for you. No visibility. Put your foot down on that gas and press 100 right now. And he was screaming at me in the car. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got the worst. I knew as soon as he walked out that he was going to be, like, the worst. But I passed at the end. I was crying. Uh-huh. I was like, he finished. Like, I parked. I did the whole test, parallel park, or anything, get back. I got back to the driver's station. And I'm like, I failed for sure because he made me so nervous. And so I'm sitting in the car. So he's very silent. He's doing the marks. Okay, by the way, you passed. Have a nice day. And then he just stormed out of the car. I started bawling my eyes out. Called the first friend that I knew. And I'm like, I passed. Oh, my God. It was like horrible.
Jesus.
I don't know. I don't know how I passed. I don't know how I passed.
I remember being just like kind of nervous, but they were like kind, calm, and collected every time that, you know, I've gone through two driver's tests because if you let your driver's license expire for a year, like you don't renew it after a year, you have to retake the test.
You have to retake the test.
So I have done it twice before, once when I was a teen and then once when I was an adult because I let it expire and I didn't realize it. So I had to retake the test.
Hey, Dana. Hello, Doc Heretic. Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome, guys.
Hi.
How you doing, Dana?
How's it going? I've been good.
Going.
Everybody.
You still doing your workout?
Hell yeah. I got sick, so I wasn't working out for the past 4 days. So it was my first day back.
Aww.
And then I also got shin splints, so that's it's a new.
Ow. Those are brutal.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I think Doc said he can't talk right now.
Yeah.
He's probably still
outside of short pants. Hey, who's out? Wait, what?
Who's outside of short pants? Who's that?
That was
outside
Robert.
Of short pants.
Yeah, short pant Roberts.
I thought it was outside of normal.
No.
I was like, wow, he's in the show.
No, it was.
All I saw was outside.
I saw that too, and I was like, outside of short pants?
I was like, Russ Brown is here. All right. Well, welcome everybody to the show. Everybody is having a good night.
Oh, yeah.
I had a headache all day, Jesse. I just kind of I didn't drink enough water. I think Nick, you're right. Didn't have enough water. So it was like
I had a headache all day because I worked with Nick today.
That's why, right?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I think he was part of my headache, too, because I talked to him a couple times. So I was like, shit. God, Nick.
Just blame Nick. I don't care.
Headache.
I know Nick's got tough skin. He'll let it roll right off. He's fine. He takes the shit Shorty deals him, so I think he'll be all right.
Doc said he'd be back in a few minutes or be able to chat here soon.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okie dokie.
Hey, Dana, were you around when we had that conversation about driving age and having to renew your license every time you have to? Like having to retake a test and whatnot. I thought you were there for that.
Yeah, but we did that on people over the age of 60. Remember?
Yeah, because we were talking about that as far as like people over a certain age like should have to do a test, or should it just be a universal thing of like, hey, every 5 years you go in, even if you're 25, 30, you know, go in and retake the test. But
I mean, it wouldn't hurt. I mean, still have a lot of stupid people on the road.
And my other thought is because you have to pay a fee every time you get your license renewed anyway, it would probably bring in more revenue. Like, it'd bring in more state revenue.
Don't give them that idea.
Yeah. A lot of people mad, Jesse. Yeah.
At the same time is, how much would accidents go down if we had people that had to retake a driving test for their driver's license? I don't want
to
be paying the state more money, but at the same time is, I don't want to be driving on the road with idiots.
Here's the thing.
I don't know, I also kind of think that if you move to a different state, you should have to retake the driver's test for that because it's different.
True.
Well, here's the problem. Most of us know how to drive the right way.
Can you drive, Nick? Are you a good driver?
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to see that to believe it.
How many times have you gotten a DUI, Nick?
Jesus, that's a loaded question. Nick, how many tickets have you acquired?
Okay. To his credit.
40.
I was going to say, to his credit, he was younger. Young, dumb, and stupid at that point. He hadn't matured fully yet.
Really? How many charges do you have, Nick?
I have not gotten a ticket.
So what happened before that? So what happened before that?
I had some incidents.
Incidents? You had some incidents? That was so cute the way you said it. Incidents.
Yeah. That don't matter. That was the past.
That don't matter.
I had to take my... I've taken the driver's test more than once.
Really?
Nice. See, okay, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only
Why?
One.
Why? You had to take the driver's test more than once, or you did it, like, voluntarily?
I had to.
Oh, okay, so that's good. The so they make you take it. So that's a good... That's a good. That's a good rule.
You got in trouble.
That's good.
I had my license.
See, I like that.
Suspended for a year, and then I had a
what? A year?
Yeah, and then the second time they suspended it was 2 years,
and then oh dang!
Oh god damn!
After that, I never had it suspended again.
So what did you do when you couldn't drive? What did you? How did you get around?
Friend
drove anyway and didn't get caught.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what I did. No, I can't call out Nick without calling out myself here. Okay,
you got a motorbike? So if you can drive, can you drive a motorbike?
No. You have to have a license.
Oh, you can't
here
drive.
In Colorado, you have to have a license for a motorcycle.
Wow, Nick. If I couldn't drive for a year, I'd be dead. Well. I'm too used to my car, which is bad. Because I should walk sometimes because sometimes, you know, they have those earth days where you walk to work. But if I had to walk to work, it would take me 2 hours. But yeah. I mean, or bike to work day. I want to try doing that in the summer and leave
Ooh,
my car.
There you go.
Bike to work. But without my car, I cannot do the transit system. I can't. I got too many laptops, bags, coffees. Like I would just be a disaster on a bus. I would just,
yeah,
no,
now, right?
It wouldn't work.
What about 20 years yeah. ago, though?
Oh, I've always driven since I was like, when I was able to get a license.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying, though, is you didn't have all that accessories 20 years ago.
So no,
if you lost
but.
Your license 20 years ago, you would have found a way around.
No, oh, yeah. I try to get back my license.
Well, I got them back.
Yeah. Yeah, I never lost my license. I got a couple. I got a speeding ticket.
See,
maybe one, but I've never.
I had to have an
I've SR never gotten. I haven't got much tickets. No.
Or SR-15.
No.
I don't remember what they call it, but I had to have special no. insurance before they would.
Oh, wow.
You know, before I could even do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah, I've got a speeding ticket here and there. Or didn't pay my toll fees, right. Which are like a ripoff, the 407 toll. Your toll fees.
Right.
Yep.
Toll I'm gonna fees. Hop off for just a minute. I'm not actually gonna leave, but I'm gonna get my kid out of bed real quick.
Okay.
I might have to go to bed soon, so I'll stay as long as I can.
Not allowed. I'm kidding.
I know. Staying up as long as I can.
And see, I can't, I know I had problems when I was young as far as driving and the road rage and all that, but.
Road rage? You don't sound like you have road rage.
Not no more. You lose your license, you learn to lose the road rage too. But I can't say I'm mad at the system for when I got in trouble because I was wrong. You know, I think they need to be stricter sometimes, especially when there's alcohol involved.
Oh, there's no tolerance for DUIs here. I mean, it's like absolutely not. You're done.
Canada, is this true? So I heard mm-hmm. that if you get a DUI in Canada, you're not allowed back in Canada.
Oh no! You're allowed back. If you're not Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah, there could be some truth to that, but I can't quote you on that. I'm not too sure. But if you get a DUI as a Canadian, there is like, you lose your license. You know, it's taken very, very badly. Even drinking under the influence or careless driving, which is a minor offense, careless driving, sleeping in your car, or they find you sleeping in your car, but you might have had a couple drinks, so you decided to park. That's called careless, right? They even take that very, they even charge you for that. And that, I think that's a little harsh because you kind of fell asleep. So you're being safe, right? You didn't want to drive. Yeah, you're sleeping. So they, if they find you, they charge you for careless.
If you have alcohol in your breath, right?
No, they can still charge you for careless. So like they don't want people sleeping and careless driving. That's the charge. Yeah, careless.
What I'm saying is, what if you're homeless and you're sleeping in your car?
Well, the person was obviously not homeless. The person had a house, but they decided to park like behind a school or something to kind of dry up the alcohol and then drive.
Yeah, alcohol. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, why are you here? And they charge you. Or that's according to the cop you get. Like, you could get a nice cop and they'd be like, okay, go home. But if you get a shitty one, yeah, then you get charged. So not all of them are the same.
Well, no.
According to
like how it is here.
They'll give you a chance. It'd be like, okay, just go home and you learned your lesson. Cell phones, that's the worst. They are cracking down on that. Holy shit. Like, oh my God. They catch you with a cell phone. You are, they're waiting. Like, they hide behind the corners and they are nailing you. So I know all the points where they're hiding because I go down a hill every day. I see them. I know where they are. Oh, they hide. And you all of a sudden you hear, you're on a cell phone. They catch so many people on cell phones. And it's, I think right now the fines went up. I think it's like $3,000 if they catch you on your phone.
Good. They ought to make it more.
Yeah, that's how it is here in Michigan.
It'll be more soon.
And if you're caught on your phone.
Yep. On your phone. Oh, it's dangerous. You shouldn't be on the phone. People are like, they don't care. They're like on the phone. Like, buy a holder, you dummy. Like, buy a holder and put it on. Get a Bluetooth. Like, are you dumb? Like, you're going to get caught and you're going to have to pay so much money, you know? And you're going to lose points on your license. It's not worth it. Don't do it.
Okay, I'm back.
Don't do it. Don't talk on your cell phone.
I think they ought to make it hard, especially texting, you know?
Yeah, texting. Like, you'll see them driving next to you, and they're, like, looking down and texting, but they're driving. And I'm like, you must be really talented.
Well, you know, you're in a fast lane. You're doing 80 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you come up to someone doing 60, and they won't get over.
Oh, no, I go 100 on the highway.
I've seen that a couple of times happen. You know what I mean? They're just not paying attention, and they run into somebody because they weren't looking because they were on their phone.
Yeah.
They're texting.
Yep.
Oh, no, I agree.
That's or they're on, they're actually holding the phone. Yeah, they're actually holding the phone.
Yep.
Well, I don't see no problem in holding the phone, but, you know, talking-wise.
You can't hold the phone, Nick. Why would you want to hold the phone and drive? It's a distraction. You cannot hold the phone.
So what the hell's
it? You're in Michigan, you can't have the phone in
You cannot have that. That's even worse. And if you try to throw that phone on the seat, and they can see you in the camera from behind. If you throw the phone, because you'll say, oh, I threw the phone down, they'll check your call log and they'll see exactly when you're on the phone. So you dare not lie and say, oh, no, that phone's been sitting there. Open up your call log then. And they'll check the time and say, that's exactly the time you made the call 1 minute ago.
Yeah.
And that's even worse if you lie. So don't lie. Yeah. Just say, yeah, I did it. I did it. Because then they'll add on some more to the fine.
I don't know. Holding the phone, I have no problems with, but when you're sitting there holding it...
Well, you can't come to Canada, Nick. You'll be charged.
That's okay.
You'll be pulled over. You'll get lose points on your license. It's just not worth it. Just get the Bluetooth for $20. Stick it on your car thing. Put it up there and just talk. It's easy.
So
you
I
can
was
even
kind
talk
of...
to it, but put it up there.
So it's I was 20. Looking this up the other day because my mom and I were talking about it. I use my Bluetooth headphones all the time when I'm in the car, usually for music. But if I get a call, I can just tap my ear and answer a phone call.
Yeah.
And in certain states, you're allowed to use the headphones. Other states, you're absolutely not allowed to use your headphones. Colorado, for us, you're allowed to use your headphones for phone calls only. And then there's another state, I think it was New Mexico, you're allowed to use it for navigation only. So if you've got, like, your Siri telling you, turn left at here, turn right here. That's the only time you're allowed to use headphones. But there's some states that still don't even let you use headphones or Bluetooth headphones. You've got to be completely hands-free, no cell phone, no nothing. Because even with your hand on your ear or even with your hand, like, even with hands-free, your reaction time does go down no matter what, you know?
But if you have headphones on, Jesse, how can you hear if there's an ambulance behind you?
Exactly. And that's why a lot of people say no Bluetooth headphones, because we can't hear what's going on.
You can't hear what's going on. Yeah. Yep. Because you gotta yield for the ambulance, right? So,
yeah, I'm not judging anybody by using headphones, because, like I said, I use my headphones to listen.
A lot of people still use headphones. Once you have, like, you can hear, because in some headphones you can hear, like, once you're not blasting the music, that you can't hear what's around you. But that still, I think, would be a distraction to me. So I just do, hey, Google, call. Like, I have the hand, Google will call the number for me, and it's up there, and Google does everything.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to touch the phone.
I'll have to look up Dana and see what Michigan's laws are on that.
Yeah.
You're in Michigan, right?
We can't use the phone. We're not allowed to have the phone on. We're not allowed to have the phone. No ticket us for it.
Well, I'm not driving anywhere with Nick. Nick, you ain't driving me anywhere.
I still drive with my phone in my hand all the time.
See? See?
Well, I'm not driving. Well, that's Dana, but that's Dana. But I am not being the passenger in your car, Nick, if you're driving your phone in your hand.
Well, I'll let you out when I grab my phone.
What the hell? I will get you the Bluetooth. You have a Bluetooth holder. Don't you have the phone holder in your car?
Yeah.
Where you can stick it on?
Hey, Dana, you're in Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Michigan, it's completely legal to have your headphones in.
Yeah, nice. Some places you can have your headphones.
Completely
legal.
Colorado, it is illegal. It is illegal, but the exception is one earbud is permitted for phone call use only.
Right.
Girl, you want to hear something even more silly? After you're done, Jesse, I'll tell you.
Alaska is one of those illegal when, except for when in use to improve driver's hearing ability or GPS. So if you've got like something where your headphones, you know, kind of act like a hearing aid, you can do that, or GPS navigation, but no phone calls. Wow. Georgia's one of those. It's illegal except for one earbud is permitted for phone calls only.
One earbud?
Yep, one earbud. Most of these have the exception of one earbud.
So the, like, ear that works, not the bad ear.
But Michigan says it's legal, which means you could have both headphones in and not get, and it's legal.
What about if you're deaf in one ear?
Why are you
driving? I think I am. somebody told me this funny thing, that you can't eat a sandwich or put on lipstick. That's also a distraction, which I do all the time, and I do put on mascara when I'm getting to work.
I'd be eating and doing my makeup.
I'd be eating and doing my makeup.
All the above.
Well, not texting, but I'd be eating and doing that. And I think somebody at work is like, "You can't do that. You can't eat and put on mascara and put on lipstick. That's a distraction." And I do it all the time because I gotta get, you know, gotta get my mascara on. Yeah, I got to get to work. I got to make sure I got my lipstick and mascara on. But what do you think about that, Nick? Do you think that's a distraction?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How? I don't need to look at the mirror. No, I don't need to look at the mirror to put on my lipstick. I just put it on. Like, I don't look in the mirror.
Anything that impedes your reaction time can be considered a distraction.
So, girl, I can't eat my sandwich and put on lipstick?
I was going to say, if you're eating your sandwich and impedes your reaction time to an accident, then yes, you cannot eat your sandwich.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, you can't eat your sandwich.
I'd be mad because I won't eat my sandwich, dang it.
Well, I never got pulled over for my sandwich or my lipstick.
Oh, nice.
Well, Not yet.
I guess I won't ride with you if you're not going to have both hands on the steering wheel.
I think I'd be safer having a lipstick and a sandwich and you calling your phone in your hand.
It's okay. I've seen people that have those things on their dashboard that holds their phone, and they'll be literally watching a Netflix movie while they're driving. It's like, there could be worse things. Like, you're not exactly looking at it 24/7.
Or watching other things.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, I've never seen that, but that's pretty crazy.
I've heard of some people doing that where they'll watch a video or something, have a TikTok movie going or something like that.
Imagine the cop pulls up right next to you. Sometimes you don't know, they sneak up right next to you and you'd be like, "Hey, like, what are you watching there?" They're like, I'm watching Real Housewives of Jersey. I just want to finish it. Yeah. I don't think they'll notice that. Cops don't pry. They won't notice. They'll be just like, "Hey, It's kind of scary when they. It's kind of scary at a stoplight, and then a cop just kind of suddenly comes next to you. Don't you instantly get like you instantly like oh?
Or if you're both at a stoplight and he comes next to you, and then you guys both go off the line, and he gets behind you, and you're like, "What did I do?"
It's instant you're like, nerves.
This is where I get pulled over, and then they're really just trying to get a couple lanes over so they can turn.
You know? No, they're just turning. That happens to me, but they're not looking at us. They're going somewhere else, and I always feel like, oh yeah, let me just make sure I'm driving at the speed limit. I'm not putting on lipstick. I'm not eating a sandwich.
Double check. Yes, I put my seatbelt on, but I'm just going to double check I put my seatbelt on.
Girl, once I forgot to put my seatbelt on, I was so I was so annoyed with myself. I couldn't believe it. And there was a cop behind me, and I'm like, shit, I better not pull that strap because he'll see it. Exactly. He didn't see. He turned, and then like I was just driving out, and then I pulled the seatbelt over. But don't
like,
ever
he's not looking, do it.
He's not looking, but then or you could do it slowly, like pull it slowly. And
right.
It. But if you do it quickly, he'd be like, oh shit.
I never wear my seatbelt.
Doesn't your car beep when it when you don't do your
mine does.
Mine does.
Too. Mine does.
Yeah, I didn't hear. I just was in late for work or something. Or I was running. I don't know. I just didn't put it on. And then I realized, oh, shit. Something's missing. I don't feel strapped. Oh, no.
Oops.
Oops.
But it's bad to have that realization when there's a cop right next to you and you go,
Shit. Oh, shit. My seatbelt is not on. Frick. No, I know somebody got pulled over for their seatbelt not being on. They got charged for that too.
Yeah. And what gets people a lot of times is they'll get pulled over. They'll take their seatbelt off to get their registration and stuff from their glove box. And then the cop walks up and sees you without your seatbelt on. And you're like, I swear, I just took it off to do this. And they're like, uh-huh, sure.
It always worked for me.
And no, I don't wear my seatbelt ever.
You what, Dana?
Who? Dana, you have to wear your seatbelt, honey bunny.
I don't wear my seatbelt at all.
You don't?
No, ever. Not once.
Don't you feel like it's safer if you wear your seatbelt?
No, I feel like I'm safer without it.
Really?
I'll tell you the same thing I told my daughter today. She was asking me, Mom, why do I have to wear my seatbelt when we're going home from school? And I said, because if I slammed into that car right now, you'd be in his back seat going through the windshield.
You'll go through the front. But I've also, like, been in a situation where that seatbelt didn't want to come undone.
Well, you need a new seatbelt. You need a proper seatbelt because a seatbelt will save you.
I'm still not going to wear a seatbelt.
Get hit from behind, Dana. You're going through the windscreen.
I am wearing a seatbelt.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's safer to have it than not to have it.
That's true.
I was watching something, and this is not to dog on you, Dana, by any means, but I was watching something about, like, the statistics of not wearing a seatbelt for each individual seat. Like, who's not buckled? Whether you're buckled as a driver or your passenger's not buckled, and how and where that even that loose passenger can still, like, if the passenger behind you is not buckled, he's killing you as he's going through the windshield. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
And it's
the impact.
The passenger across next to you, if you get hit from the side, he's going right into you too. Like, you take out both of you just because one of you is not wearing the seatbelt. Like I said, Dana, I'm not dogging you by any means. I get it. Go for it.
Hi, Doc.
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, I couldn't talk earlier because I was still at work. But it is worth noting the point of the seatbelt is not to keep you in your seat. It's to keep you from going through the windshield if you're in the front seat and to keep you from killing the people in the front seat if you're in the back seat.
Yes.
Well said, yes.
I had to have my seatbelt cut off when somebody crashed into me during a car accident and they crashed into my driver's side door and my seatbelt got jammed. I'm like, well, I can't move because I'm still buckled in and they had to cut the strap off me. I'm like, okay.
Exactly.
Well, just have some scissors in your glove compartment or a knife.
Oh, no, the scissors wouldn't go through that.
That's the seatbelt?
Yeah, no, the seatbelts are thick.
I should try cutting my seatbelt and see what happens.
No, go to the junkyard and do that. Don't do that on your car.
I'm joking. Yeah. I'm going to go to junkyard and use scissors. See what happens. No, that means it's really – that's a good point. I didn't know that. You can't cut it even with an X-Acto knife?
That is dangerous because of the way the fibers are. It's more likely to cause the knife to slip and slide. You need a specific seatbelt cutter, which a lot of knives, you ever see what looks like a fishing line cutter on a folding knife? That's actually a seatbelt cutter, not a fishing line cutter.
So the firemen would have that.
Yes.
Or like some people would think it's a bottle opener. It's not. It's a seatbelt cutter.
So they also make them for lots of things. They have cards that you can put in your wallet with seatbelt cutters on them.
Yeah,
but you specifically want a seatbelt cutter because they're designed to catch the seatbelt and guide the blade through it.
Thank
if you,
you
don't do that, Thank it's like you. Trying to cut a webbing of, what is that stuff called? Kevlar. What happens is the knife gets caught wherever the strands cross, and it'll twist the blade in a different direction from what you're trying to cut out a guide.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I'd be in a real fanny doing that. I'd be trying to cut with an Exacto knife. I might... I could hurt yourself, too.
Yes, you could hurt yourself if you do that.
Yeah, because in the panic, you know what it is to be strapped, and it's a scary feeling, right? Like if you're in an accident and you can't get out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always scared it's going to catch on fire.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Nick. That we forgot about that part. Car catching on fire. Mm-hmm.
That actually does not happen as often as you would think.
Oh, no, it don't.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It still scares the hell out of me. Like,
shark attacks don't happen that often, but
that's a seatbelt cutter.
Water.
Yeah.
And they make some that like this is a window breaker and seatbelt cutter.
What's that? Yeah. What's that?
That's what I got.
What's this?
Yeah, a window breaker. That's what I got. My center console.
I need to get these things. This is a seatbelt cutter. This looks like a comb.
A comb.
It's a seatbelt cutter and it's a window breaker.
Yep.
The corner of the window will shatter.
Shit.
There's that itty bitty blade that's right inside there. But what it also does is it protects the blade from cutting you.
What the hell? I also need to get mace.
I've got some of that.
I got some
pepper spray. I know. I can't find it. I gotta get some pepper spray. Whose blue gloves is it?
I'm trying to see. Oh, here's a good picture. Here's a good picture. I've got a couple of knives that are like this.
Nick, can you give me one of these for Christmas? A seatbelt cutter.
What, the blue gloves?
Right?
The good Christmas gift. Why not?
Okay, I'm on Amazon, and this kit is literally $10. Nick, you can get this for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I'm gonna send
Nick
you
needs to stop putting a cell phone in his hand. Doc, do you hear what Nick does? He drives with a cell phone in his hand.
Yeah, I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a couple of knives that are like this, where you've got the knife on the inside.
Oh, I love this. That's my kind of shit. I want this set. Oh, yes, samurai. Hiya. I want this.
It's just a pocket knife, and then it's got the seatbelt cutter on the end. I
Jesus,
don't know
the
how
thing on the top looks like a freaking bomb. What is that?
That is
That's a knife
blade sharpener.
Sharpener.
Oh, my God. Looks like a grenade.
I have one of those.
Oh, I want this set. I feel like Kill Bill if I dress up like that, like the girl in Kill Bill. Definitely getting that. Let me take a picture of it.
$10 on Amazon. I'll send you the link.
$10? I'm buying it today.
Hold on. I'm going to send you the link.
Wow.
For what?
What's
$10?
For that.
I'm going to send it to you through Discord because I don't know if you can click on the link in the chat for
right.
For
about
these ones.
Or are you talking about the stuff better?
The knife.
It was only $10?
Yeah, $9.99.
$9.99. Cheaper than McDonald's, man. I'm getting that.
Yeah. And then that little
don't buy
thing,
that.
That little beady thing on the very butt end of that blade or the butt end of that knife is a window breaker.
Right.
I'm getting you a device, Nick, so when you hold your cell phone, something yells at you in your car. Stop! Release phone.
So my mom's a school bus driver for District 20 here in Colorado, and she has her phone set to, like, when she's driving, it automatically mutes phone calls and text messages, and then will even send out, like, if I text her or call her, it'll send out a text message to me saying, sorry, can't talk right now, I'm driving, without her touching her phone. Like, it just sends an automated text message that'll be like, sorry, can't talk, I'm driving.
Well, if you remember right, there's a, when we did that one show, there's a lot of insurance companies that require that now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one, I think Allstate does this, where they pair your Allstate app with your phone and it can monitor your actual driving.
Right.
So that you can, like, it monitors, like, your hard stops and your hard accelerations and your speed limits and if you're speeding and whatnot. I know Life360 has some of that stuff, too, where it monitors all of your driving. And then it gives you points and scores if you're driving better.
Right.
You know?
Right. I don't remember. Was it Allstate? I thought there was a couple. I think Progressive.
I think Allstate does it. AAA? No, not AAA. AAA might have. Yeah. There's a couple that do. I know the General doesn't because I have the General and they're kind of crap, but it works.
Well, that's why I don't have none of those.
Oh, companies. That's why you don't have one of those companies. Nick would not get any points on his driving. Well, and some of them are games where they give you points in games, you know, to like, hey, if you earn so many points, you get like a gift card or coupon to someplace. You know what I mean? So if you do drive good and you're not on your phone, you can get like gift cards. I'm trying to
convince. Rebel. Nick is a rebel.
Well, I get he is. Calls. I can't just say no.
So you mean to say when I call you that's on Discord, fair. You're holding your phone in your hand and talking to me, or you have your earbuds on?
Well, it depends on when you call me.
What do you mean? Do you not have a holder in your car?
If I'm driving, I'm going to talk to you on the phone, just like I do any other time.
In your hand?
Yeah.
And you drive with the other hand. So what if a cop pulls up right next to you? What are you going to say? Oh, sorry, I'm just talking to Bella. I'm just talking to Bella about podcasting. No big deal. What do you think he's going to say?
I don't. It's fine. You have to pull me over first before I say anything.
But the phone is going to be in your hand, Nick. Well, the phone is in your hand.
It's okay. It's okay. You don't care that much.
So the charge here for holding your phone, it's gone up, actually. I'll tell you what the charge is. For holding the phone in your hand, maybe it's different over there. Maybe that's why people don't care as much. How much is it if you get caught with the phone in your hand?
So let me tell you something. Colorado law permits regular cell phone use for voice calls. Headphones may be worn with one earbud for this purpose. However, adult drivers are prohibited from manual data entry and transmission on a cellular phone, such as text messages or browsing the internet right. while behind the wheel.
Right. It doesn't say
so you can be on the phone.
Yeah, you can be on the phone here.
You can't text. You can't text or send or receive data.
Right.
But you can be on the phone hands-free or not.
Yes.
Okay, these are the examples. I'll read all this. This will make your podcast a little more informative. These are the distracted driving things in for the RCMP, Royal Canadian Police. Using a cell phone, texting and driving, wearing headphones in the car, programming a GPS, reading a map or book, watching videos, eating and drinking, smoking and vaping, shaving, brushing your teeth and applying makeup, adjusting the radio, listening to loud music, and chatting with passengers.
What? Chatting with passengers?
Yep.
Tell my kid to shut up while we're driving. No, I'm kidding.
That's stupid. Okay, here are the penalties. The first fine you get, the first offense, is $615 to $1,000. Second offense will up to $2,000. The third is $3,000. You're losing 3 points on the first, 6 points on the second. Your license suspended on the third count for 1 month.
But
could get a.
How soon do these all have to be together?
What do you mean?
So, like, if you got three tickets in a year, or is it?
No. Your first offense for holding the phone. Your first offense. You get your license suspended only for 3 days and you lose 3 points.
When do these points expire?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't. You have to fight them. You can fight them,
uh-huh.
but they don't come off your license. Never, and then ever? your car insurance goes up. Yeah.
Oh, see, here they take them off after, 5 years?
2 years.
Some of them are 7 years.
I think it's seven. Okay. But it affects your insurance, which kind of sucks. Your license, insurance goes up.
Right.
Yeah, it goes on your insurance. Oh, what do you mean? This is stupid. This one here, I don't agree with Jesse. The one, what they say, talking to passengers? Chatting with passengers?
I know. I'm like, tell my kid to stop chatting with me.
I chat with my kid in the back, so I'm just not against the law.
I would say if you are driving erratically to the point where a cop has to pull you over and go, why were you not staying in your lines? And you're like, I'm sorry, I was arguing with my kid in the back. Then you'd probably get in trouble for that. But like, if you know what I mean? If you weren't driving erratically, but you were having an argument with the kid in the back, they probably wouldn't even notice. You know what I mean?
I'd ask you who won.
True.
What's that?
I'd ask you who won the argument.
Yeah.
I did, because I'm the mom and I'm the boss. No, I'm kidding.
I know who the boss is.
She wouldn't agree with me on that, but I would.
Yeah. Most kids are the boss. We just don't know it yet.
They're the future boss when you need your license taken away because you've gotten old and senile and can't drive no more.
I'm getting there.
You're getting there?
Yeah, another 20 years. Yeah, maybe another 30 years.
And you haven't taken your dad's license away yet?
No, but I don't let him drive.
That's fair.
I drive everywhere. It's just... No, it's scary. He'll drive sometimes when I'm not around, but
mm-hmm.
You know, you can't take someone's freedom from them just like that.
Right.
I can't. I mean, how do you tell an 80-year-old man he can't do what he wants, you know?
Yeah, I think the moral... Oh, it's 11-11. Make a wish. I think the moral of it is don't drink and drive. Take an Uber. Take a Lyft. It's just not worth it because you could really... Not only damage yourself, you'll get a shitload of fines, or you could damage somebody else. So
11-11 in Canada, it's 9-11 here, which is not good for us Americans.
No, I don't. 11-11 is like good numbers. Actually, to make a wish. 11-11.
I know.
Yeah. So yeah.
What do you mean it's a good number to make a wish?
Make a wish. 11-11.
Oh. If you see the number 11-11 consecutive, or, you know, then you're supposed to make a wish. I think 888 is the same way, too.
Yeah, it's like seeing the numbers. It has something with the angels or something. It's like good luck.
If you see 666, you better start praying. No, I'm kidding.
Run. Run 666.
But what if you're Jewish?
But you won't see 666, because that would not come up on your time.
No, you wouldn't see.
But if you see the number, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Run. When I was a cashier, I rang up my manager for, she got like a pack of gum and something, like a drink or something like that. And her total was 666. And she goes, oh, hell no. Give me a scratch ticket. And she bought a scratch ticket just so her number was not 666.
Well, the booster juice I buy, it's 666 every time, a snack size. It always comes with the 666, and, you know, this is the sign of the devil number, right? So, but
if you're Jewish, Doc, I don't know. It depends on where you stand on your beliefs, I guess.
So I just think people are too superstitious as a whole.
Oh, yeah?
What about a black cat running in front of you? It's bad luck.
Yeah, I hear all this stuff. Nope. Yeah, like my roommate has a black cat. He runs in front of me all the time.
Has anything bad ever happened to you?
Lots of bad things have happened to me, but lots of good things have happened to me.
Not because
it's all arbitrary. It's not because of a cat. In fact, most of the bad stuff that happened to me was before the cat.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with that damn black cat.
I agree with you, Doc.
Tell my black dog that, because she runs in front of me all the time and then I trip.
Okay, that's a little different. It's not superstition. That's no, just your not. Dog distracting.
Dogs are never
my dog's just an asshole. It's fine.
It's always cats were linked to, like, you know, superstitious stuff because they're a sign of, like, eerie, like black cats and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Because that's just how it is, Nick.
I would think it goes back to...
Nick always needs to know why, Jesse. Tell him why. Why?
Why what? Why cats are why? Superstitious?
Yeah, why is it a black cat? Why? I don't know. Or it just happened that way.
And now I need to know the history. See? Why are black cats...
You're the host,
cats?
Nick. Why don't you look into that and tell us?
Yeah.
Use your Google.
I got Dana and Jesse.
They're doing stuff.
Considered bringing.
We're admins. We're not hosts.
Well, that don't matter.
So it, part of it was the medieval France and Spain, black cats were associated with witchcraft.
Jesse's on top of it.
I am. I'm curious. I'm like, I want to know the backstory. But think of it this way. In some cultures, pigs are considered, you can't have pigs like in certain religions, you can't eat pig because it's considered right. extremely dirty. But then in other religions, you can't eat cow because cows are considered sacred. Mm-hmm. So I guess it kind of, wherever it originates from your belief system. You know what I mean?
Well, Nick's going to hell for sure because he eats everything.
What are you laughing at, Dana?
We had a show about that. He eat elk. He had geese. You ate everything, man.
Oh, yeah.
Alligator.
Oh, during the Middle Ages, a black cat...
No, I don't eat a lot of, like wild meat. We were talking about it in one of the shows, but Nick and the boys that were talking, they've eaten everything. Elk, geese, alligator, cat, rat, turtle, everything.
No, no rat.
I want to eat alligator and snake. Those are two I haven't tried that
Boogie
I want
was Boogie has eaten everything. Yeah. Remember Boogie was saying he had raccoon? Okay, I don't think you can eat a raccoon. I think that'd be pretty gross.
I've had turtle.
I can see. Okay, so there's some snake. More.
Huh?
What?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, so I know, like, a lot of the lore behind cats actually goes all the way back to the Egyptians. The Egyptians worshipped their cats, right? So, in the Middle Ages, black cats became affiliated with evil. This stems from being nocturnal animals. Witchcraft was also a big part in the cat's evil image. Since being one with nature is an important part of witchcraft, it is common for them to have cats as companions. Another thing was... The association between witches and cats may have originated from ancient beliefs that cats were spiritual and had magical powers. Some cultures, cats were even worshipped as deities.
Now, which kind of now cats? So
the good
can
guys
cats?
Always had the dogs, then, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Cats are evil little bastard. No, I'm kidding.
Hey,
I love my cats. Okay, I love cats, and I had two cats for a while. I still have Sunshine on top of my fridge.
Are cats also known for, like, other things?
What were you going to say, Doc?
If you really think about it, cats, for their size category, are the apex perfect predators. Mm-hmm. The only reason why they don't kill and eat humans is they're not big enough to, but there are cats that are and do. So, you know, that might be why they're considered evil, because they can kill and eat prey over twice their size. That's impressive.
That's true. But I don't like cats. I'm not a cat person. I think cats are creepy. That's just my opinion. I'm a dog person. But there's a lot of people that love their cats. And there's some cats that are really cute. They're cute. Like kitty cats.
I'm a dog guy.
My cat will probably terrify you. He's the size of a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You have big ones, eh? You should post a picture in the Discord, Doc, or send it to one of us and we should post it. We should post our cats and our pets. I don't have any. I have birds. All I have is birds.
Unfortunately, both of my birds died a while ago. Had them for like 10 years.
What kind of birds? I have budgies.
Yeah, that's what they were.
Oh, yeah, they don't live very long. Birds don't live very long. They don't have a long lifespan.
Can actually get a surprising amount of lifespan out of them. One of the keys is, especially for budgies, you have to break them from eating seeds.
Yes. Because
if they're eating seeds, that's equivalent of you eating hot dogs and ho-hos all day.
My birds are complete pigs. They eat everything. I have two of them, and they are devouring the food. So maybe I should lessen down on that.
Yeah.
Like I'm
no expert.
You're not supposed to overfeed them. I feed them every other day, but one is greedier than the next, and one is a bully. So the green one will eat all the food, and the blue one will have none. But they need to share from the same container. They won't eat from separate containers. So I have to, like, discipline the green one sometimes. Oh, look at that kitty. That's cute.
I had a demon bird. She was an albino, and she was nasty. Aww. She was actually my ex's bird. She was so mean, my ex didn't want her when we split, so I took her. So she had this thing because she was tiny. She was a runt where she would bite you, but when she bit you, she would hold on and grind her beak. She drew blood every time.
Ow.
She also hated everybody.
Yeah, okay, so Bella. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this your kitty cat, Jesse?
No, that is called the black-footed cat. It is a wild cat. And it has the highest successful hunting rate of all cats on the planet. The reason why is because they are 60% successful in their kills.
That most little cat, thing, he looks so cute.
Yes, he's 60% successful. Most big cats, when you're thinking like lions, tigers, you know, cougars, that kind of stuff, they only catch like 15% of their prey. They don't catch every single one of them.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, I'm curious how successful cheeses are.
Good for a couple days.
Yeah, it looks adorable, but that's a psychotic serial killer right there.
Yep.
I'll stay with my dogs.
I'll post doggy pictures.
I don't have anything to post.
Cheetahs have a success rate of only about 50%. But the problem with cheetahs is they exert so much energy to go as fast as they do that they have to be very, very picky about when they chase and who they chase because they can easily run themselves to starving, essentially, if they're not careful.
Well, everybody, I'm going to post my birds tomorrow in the Discord. You guys should post your animals, and we should have an animal time. Let's have an animal. You have a dog, Nick?
Yeah, I got a dog.
What's his name? What's your dog's name?
Zeus,
the god?
Yeah.
Like after the god. Oh, definitely. I want. Oh. You have two dogs. Is that another one?
Yeah, I have two dogs. She was drunk in that picture.
Oh, sorry. I thought this was Nick's dog. This is Jesse's dog.
This is my dog. She was drunk in that picture because I walked away from my, it was a moonshine mixed drink, and I walked away from it, and I came back, and she was licking out of it, and she was not okay.
Oh, she's cute.
She didn't drink a whole lot, but she drank enough that it was like, oh, you're in trouble.
She's cute, though. She's cute.
Which dog's that?
I didn't know you had a dog, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
You never talk about your doggy.
Every time I get on the phone.
No, I've never heard. I don't remember you having a dog.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of dog?
It's a Rottweiler lab mixture.
Oh, nice. Must be cute.
He's big. I mean, well, you know.
He's big, eh? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He always wants out every time you start to do something, you know, it's like, oh, you start doing something.
I just took you out a minute ago.
Yeah, that's about the way it is.
How much time you have left, Nick? How much time are we up to now?
You got 42 minutes left.
Oh,
we got time.
I won't last. My eyes are falling. I might drop off. I'll probably listen on my earbuds, but I probably will get off soon because I'm getting sleepy.
Oh, that's okay. At least you don't have to work tomorrow.
I know.
Enjoy this.
But I like my
pillows.
I have
to work tomorrow.
Jesse has to work tomorrow. Jesse, what time you have to wake up?
I have to get up at 6 tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. No, I have to get up at 5:30. My kid has a robotics club tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been sleeping way more than I used to. I used to be doing a lot of late shows, and I stopped doing that because it was just... it was too much. I'm really liking my pillow and my covers. I'm going to bed early. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah. We need sleep. Sleep is important, man. We need sleep.
I've been staying up late and watching, like, serial killer documentaries lately.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Well, okay. So the documentary I'm watching now is not a serial killer documentary. It's a cult teen rehabilitation center documentary where these kids were basically captured and tortured in this cult facility under the impression of, we're going to help retrain your kids and make your kids better. Send your kids to us and we'll straighten them up. You know what I mean? And so that's the documentary I'm listening, I'm watching now.
What was that about? When was that?
So this was a place called Ivy Ridge Academy. And basically, yeah, you would, like, if you had a troubled teen, people would tell you, oh, I sent my kid to Ivy Ridge. You should send your kid to Ivy Ridge. And it was like it was supposed to be a advanced boarding school and behavioral kind of school that was supposed to help your kids.
Good,
like,
night, Dana. Bye.
Night, Dana. But the boarding school was supposed to be a way to help these troubled teens, these kids that were getting in trouble for alcohol, or they're getting in trouble for breaking laws, and you're supposed to be able to send your kid there, but they were getting tortured. They're getting flat out tortured. Like, starved, put in isolation rooms, hit, beaten,
almost like,
you know, that kind of stuff. Like a senior home.
Man, they really pushing that hard for a while.
What do you mean?
On the senior abuse.
Oh, yeah.
We had, what, 3 or 4 of them here in the Springs and Pueblo that were really abusing their seniors.
Oof.
That's what's scary about some of those homes. You don't know
what's
going on when no one else is watching.
That's terrifying. That's absolutely terrifying. And you're thinking that your parents, grandparents, whoever you have in these homes are being well taken care of, and then... But if they've got any kind of, like, dementia or anything like that, and you go to visit them and they say, they're really mean to me, they won't let me eat anything. You're like, oh, you're fine. They let you eat all the time. And really, it could be they're not letting you eat anything.
Well, no, that's just it.
Guys, I am going to bed. I have to go. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
All right. I will listen to the download tomorrow. Whoop, everybody, whoop. Have a good night.
Okay.
I'm dropping down.
See you later.
Nick, I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
No, I think it's bad when they, you know, these homes, you pay all this money, mm-hmm. and they're supposed to watch.
Right.
There's a couple lawyers that have their commercials on the TV right now about it. You know, if you got a family member that's been abused.
Yep.
I don't remember which lawyers they are, but... Yeah, and I think a lot of it came out when COVID happened.
Mm.
People would go see their family members after they were allowed to, and they'd have bruises and broken bones, and you know, how did that happen?
Because you don't see any kind of progression over, like, if you go and see your parents or grandparents twice a week. And you don't really notice the starving progression, or like, oh, you got a bruise here, you must have fallen, you got a bruise there, you must have fallen. When you haven't seen your grandparents for 6-8 months and all of a sudden they're skin and bones and, you know, have bruises everywhere, you're like, what happened?
Oh, yeah. I'd be mad.
I'd be pissed.
Well, thing is how would you know? How, you know, especially if it went on for 6 months.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I don't see you putting your dad in a home anytime soon.
Oh, no, I'd never do that to my dad. I've told you before, I'll retire before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless something, I guess, like dementia where you couldn't help him any at all.
Yeah.
But I think I'd rather have where they come here. You know, nurse or something, but, you know, I don't.
Did Kevin tell you about what was going on with his mom?
No. Every time we started to talk, he ended up getting busy, or one of us had to do something. He did tell me that she had an appointment yesterday or today.
Okay.
I know he said, he started to say something, and like I said, we never did get to talk.
Yeah. Last I heard about it, because I asked him the other day how his appointment went on that Friday, and he says, well, she's staying with us for a while.
Uh-oh.
And so basically she's not allowed to live by herself now. And so he's looking into homes and into places and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Cause he's like, I can't do it. I can't keep my mother here all the time. And it's hard on Maggie, too, you know?
Oh, it has to be. Because, you know, these guys are used to being on their own and doing what they wanted. And
yeah.
I guess that's why I did that one show a while back, you know, what will you give up for them? You know, mm-hmm. for a family member. Because they...
Right.
They've had to give up a lot of stuff, available time.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I know Kevin still does his workouts in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie still works from home, but, you know, it has to be hard.
Yeah. So, and you gotta do what you can for family, but, you know, if there's your own limit, there's a limit, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I can give up this, but I can't quite give up everything, you know?
And as we get older, I mean, if something does happen, I could lift them right now. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, 5 years from now, who knows if I'd even be able to help them up, you know?
True that, yeah.
That's where I'm at with my brother now is, yeah, my brother's younger. He's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, there's no way my brother could pick up my dad or even help him off.
Right.
The So I don't know. It's I don't know. I think everybody
tough spot.
Well, yeah. You don't want
because, like you said, it's like you don't want to put your family in a place where they're going to get hurt. But at the same time, it's like, could you help them, or would having a home live in home care kind of thing where they're still home with you make more sense?
Yeah.
You know. You'd give up a lot of your freedom to be able to go out and leave, but at the same time, it's like you at least know your dad's going to be okay in your own home.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You have to give up something one way or the other.
Right.
Either you pay a lot of money to put them somewhere, or you're going to have to spend mm-hmm. some money to get them help at home, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that day's coming. I hope it holds off for a little longer.
Yeah, definitely.
Ella, we'll see how time goes. What would you
time do? Is a tricky thing. What's that?
The thing is, what would you do? What if your mom called you? And, you know, I don't know how close you're close with your mom.
A little bit, yeah.
Would you definitely-
closer with her than my? What's that?
Would you let her move in, and would you take care of her, or what would you do?
Yeah, that's an interesting conversation, because I think I've told you, like, me and my mom get along better when we're not in the same room.
Right.
You know, but if push came to shove, and it's like she's having struggles, problems, or issues, or something like that, you know, would I be able to essentially take her in and help her out? Yeah. You know?
Does she have her own home?
She does, yeah.
So... You know, would you move in there to take care of her?
I'm about to sound like an asshole. Yeah.
What I'm saying though is, I mean, now you would have no rent. You know, your mm-hmm. cost of living would go down, but now you lose
right.
all your free time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would you do? I mean, how? I don't know.
Right. I don't know what I would do. Guess we'll get to that point when we get to that point.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. But I guess I think about it a little bit more with my dad being 80 and, you know, having the mm-hmm. strokes here a while back. And
I was going to say, and the more recent health problems he's been having.
But we'll just tackle them as they come. Because you can ask
Doc. There you go.
I mean, he still does the gun shows with me. He's still, you know, he's... A little slower, but I would be too at 80.
Right.
Anyways.
Well, that's cool that you're still able to do the gun shows and whatnot and still be able to get out and still, you know, for lack of a better word, got a lot of life left in him still, you know?
Well, I enjoy it. You know, he enjoys it. He has his friends, you know, at the gun shows, so he's always, you know, goes and talks to all them and
nice.
What's going on, Mr. Egham?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I was just jumping in the show, listening, enjoying it. Great conversations.
Yeah.
A couple different ones tonight. Kind of.
Let me ask you something, because you know this was popped up on another show, another podcast show, and it was like totally confusing me because there are so many people that were calling in and saying, giving their response, and I thought it was very, how could I say, like very shocking or surprising to hear some of their responses to the question. I thought it'd be the opposite. So the question that the host asks is, you know, if a husband catches his wife taking money out of the account, and mind you, the husband's the only one working, and she's putting that money into a secret bank account, and she's pulling money out. She's already pulled out $40,000, and she stored it in this account, and she says the reason why she has this account is because, and just in case they get divorced. Now, A, because it's a two-part question, so A, is that considered stealing? And B, should the man get the divorce because his wife is stealing the money?
I've got an interesting... Okay, so the premise is that this is his money. He's the breadwinner, right?
Correct. He's the one making money. She's not.
Okay. My first question would be is, and this sounds weird, does she have an allowance? Is she being given money as like, hey, this is your money. Yeah, I make the money. I make sure the bills are paid, but this is your money to do your nails, do your hair, whatever it is, to do your monthly shopping or whatever it is. Is he giving her an allowance?
Of course,
If it's an allowance like that and you decide, you know what, I'm not doing my hair this month, I'm going to put it aside, I think that's totally fine. Because that's no longer his money, it's her money that he has provided for this relationship. And I'm also of the premise of it doesn't matter how long you've been with somebody, you should always have your own personal safety net away from your spouse's money. So that if shit does hit the fan, you have a way to get out. And I don't agree with people who are like, well, I made that money's mine, give it back to me. You can move out, but now you're stranded on the streets because you have no money. That's almost financial abuse and financial manipulation. And I think that and I see women get caught in this all the time where they can't leave their husbands for one reason or another because they don't have money, because they're not working. And maybe it's a situation of, she stopped working because she had a kid and he told her, yeah, go ahead and be a stay-at-home mom. But now she has no money. She has no income. Mm-hmm. So she can't leave because she doesn't have her own money. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about it?
But the problem is that because she's been taking this money, she's accumulated $40,000. Mm-hmm. Not only is she taking that money from the husband, she's taking it from the kids because she's claiming to the kids and the husband, oh, we don't got enough money to buy all this stuff, but yet she has this account full of his money that he's making for the family, not her money, and she's keeping the money from the kids and not spending it on the kids like she should be doing, because, you know, according to the husband says, look, I'm the breadwinner of the family. I told my wife she doesn't have to get a job if she doesn't want to. I give her a certain allowance. You know, I expect her to uphold her duty as a wife and as a woman to me and the kids, you know, not to be going behind my back and taking more money from me. So like, I get it. I get it that she's saving money from the money I give her, but it's the fact that she's going behind my back and taking more money out, and not even just the money I'm giving her, just taking money
she's taking
out.
Extra money.
And because she's hurting me and the kids, is that this is where I'm getting to the point where I'm about to take the kids, divorce her, and get far the hell away from her. And I was like, you know what, brother? I don't blame you if she's being sneaky and taking more than what she should.
Yes.
And to me, if a woman is opening up a secret bank account, you know, and putting money, your money into it, or the family's money, should I say, you know, she's already has one foot out the door. And that's all.
And,
you
have and that's all the why right I asked. Upset. That's why I asked if it was her allowance. Was it money for her? Was it her fun money?
No,
her
it wasn't
spending
even
money?
Her allowance. It was right. Her, like, so he gave her allowance, you know, she agreed when they got married, whatever, she agreed to this. And So she went.
I can see that to an extent, as long as it's not something that the husband is like overly controlling, like only giving her enough money to make sure the kids are fed and only giving her enough money to make sure the kids have clothes. And if she's putting that money aside, or like you said, being sneaky and taking extra money on top of that, that could also be considered financial abuse from the get-go. Yeah. She needs to be financially secure as well in this agreement of her being a stay-at-home parent. You know?
Can I interject here?
Yeah, go for it. I'm curious.
I actually have a very controversial take on this one. I think what she's doing is smart. However, the way she's doing it, she has already checked herself out. And if I recall correctly from this particular one, Mr. Enigma, it's $47,000.
Hmm.
So when that happens, there's two things. One, the idea of a traditional marriage, like truly traditional marriage, it's dead. It's never coming back.
Right.
Two, that is something that needs to be discussed between both parties. Mm-hmm. Because of the way the world works, the wife should be going to the husband saying, I need a safety net because nothing is certain.
Yep.
And the husband, especially because times have changed, should be willing to agree to it. The secrecy, the going behind the back, that is wrong, no matter how you slice it. Mm-hmm. And because she did that, that means that she's already checked out of the marriage.
Right.
So it has been actually proven, psychologically speaking, with psychology science, that women check out of relationships sometimes up to years before the relationship actually ends. It already ends in their head.
I was that way, and I didn't have the balls to leave my ex and kick my ex out. I was checked out for a good 2-3 years before I kicked him out.
See,
and I think it has to do with fear. Like, I notice a lot of women, that you're right, they check out 2, maybe 3 years the max before they actually leave their spouse or their partner. And I think the problem is that they have so much fear mixed with guilt that they're afraid to leave right away. They just find a way. They slowly take their time.
Part of my reason for taking time was at the time me and my ex, we had made about the same amount of money and I needed, we needed both checks in order to survive. If I didn't have his money along with my money, we wouldn't have the apartment. We wouldn't have had a place to stay outside of family's houses. I needed that. But once I got promoted, once I was making more income, I laid out the bills and I was like, I can afford this on my own. I can do this without his checks. You're done. You know what I mean? It was, that was kind of where it finally clicked in my head was I can do this on my own financially, you know?
Right.
So wait, let me get this straight. So you broke up with your ex because you found out you didn't need him because you can do it financially by yourself.
I didn't break up with him because of that. There was other issues in the relationship, but what kept me around was that financial insecurity. The fact that I couldn't leave because I didn't have the financial stability. I couldn't leave because...
I was going to say, that's a little selfish, don't you think?
No.
You clarified, I understand.
Yeah, there were other issues in the relationship. He was, you know, narcissistic, mentally abusive. He was beating my dogs. I'm out of it. I'm free now.
Good for you. I'm glad you got out of there.
But yeah, so, that was my stopping point.
There's so many girls who don't admit to themselves that they need to get out and get out. And by the time they do realize they need to get out, unfortunately, half of them either are killed or the other half are beaten and bruised and, you know, brainwashed so bad that they're just zombies or stuck in the relationship. Yeah.
And that's like to Doc's point about this girl with the story. It's like that conversation should have happened way earlier on her having that financial safety net. Because I've known many couples, they don't even co-sign a car with each other. They don't put both names on insurance together. They keep a lot of their finances separate. Yes, it's a safety net, but they do that because like, what if shit hits the fan? You know, what if we could be married for 20, 25 years and you still never know? You go, all of a sudden you're in a divorce. You know,
a lot of divorces happen after the kids Queen Bella. Out of high school.
Yep. You've had kids, you've raised kids, your kids are now in high school and you're like, well, I'm done. Yeah.
Well, you have,
you know, that, see, you know, my friends that were having somewhat of a similar issue. They were high school lovers. I mean, they knew each other from high school, and he got into a situation with her where she was actually the abusive one. She was very, very psychologically and emotionally abusive to him. And, it took a toll on him. I mean, she would literally hit on me, and like, she would, I guess you could say, she would jump on top of me and stuff, and just, you know, she would do the most god awful things to, and it wasn't just like, just to me. And it was just to like random guys in front of him. And he was so in love with her. He was so oblivious to what she was doing.
Love is blind.
And I was just like, this dude, literally I was grabbing her and throwing her. I was like, what are you doing? You're married. I'm like, get the hell off of me. No, it was that bad where she was just like, she never got the concept of what a marriage is. And I felt so sorry for her. And she has psychological issues. And, you know, I hope and pray she gets, you know, the help she needs.
Now, are they still together?
No, they divorced. He divorced her. Let's see, we're 2024. Oh, man, he divorced her like 10 years ago. Maybe somewhere between 10 and 12 years ago. And he's living a better life. The child that they had together, he took the kid and their son. And he left her, and the son doesn't even want nothing to do with his mother. The son's own words, my mom's a psycho. I want nothing to do with her. She abandoned my dad and me. So, her loss. I want nothing to do with her. She can cry and beg all she wants, but I refuse to see her. I was like, well, good for you, son. You know, you're smart enough to put two and two together to see what she did to you and your dad. And, you know, I don't blame you for feeling that way. I really don't. And, you know, it's pretty sad when a child doesn't want to see their own parent because of what the parent did to them.
Yep.
Yeah. That'd be a hard one. That would be hard.
I just can't imagine that with that poor kid's what he went through as a kid, seeing his mom do that to his dad. You know, it's horrible.
See, I've always kind of, my daughter's 7 right now. She's about to be 8. And there's times where she will tell me she doesn't want to go to her dad's, but she's too young right now to understand all the implications, to where I kind of still have to let her go over. But when she gets, she gets a little bit older, if she decides I don't want to go to dad, I'm not going to make her. I'm not going to force her. If you know, she's 7. So once she's like 10, 11, 12 or so, and can have a little more autonomy about it and know exactly what she's, you know, what the implications are and where she's coming from, you know, it's like, then I'd be like, yeah, if you don't want to go to dad's, don't go to dad's. You know, but right now she's just too young to understand. Right now it's the, I don't want to go to dad's because dad, it forces me to eat my vegetables with my dinner. Dad makes me do homework. You know what I mean? Just because dad makes you do homework doesn't mean that dad's a bad guy here.
Mom don't but, make
her
do homework?
Oh, mom makes her do homework too.
Just checking.
Yeah.
You don't make her eat her veggies?
Sometimes we just... We had potato chips and chicken nuggets for dinner tonight, okay?
Hey, that sounds good to me.
Right? We went to the baseball field earlier, and so when we got home, I was like, you pick dinner. I don't know what we want for dinner.
Yeah, I had smoked sausage.
Oh, that sounds good too, man. Smoked sausage.
Oh, yeah.
I should probably eat dinner at some point tonight.
That might be a good idea, Doc.
Doctor's orders.
Why didn't you eat at work?
Eat your dinner, Doc.
You could have had all that pizza.
Because I was working.
Well, yeah, but you could still eat at work. I do.
Yeah, I didn't eat at work today.
Yeah, you did.
I had a Reese's candy bar. Wow. That was my work lunch.
That's lunch.
They don't count as a lunch. Come on.
I had my Robin Egg Whoppers. Those are out now.
What?
That's true.
The Robin Egg Whoppers.
Oh, yeah.
I love those things.
Wow, they brought those back? I haven't seen those since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. They always come out at Easter.
Yeah.
But, hey, I had pulled pork and Parmesan-crusted potatoes for dinner tonight. So.
Oh, that's okay.
I had a fish sandwich and some fish and chips for dinner.
Ooh, there you go. Y'all make me hungry again.
Man, always happens, don't it?
I definitely want a big bowl of ice cream. That's what I really want, but it's too late to be eating ice cream.
Why?
Every time I think about wanting ice cream, because the Dairy Queen
doesn't digest food after 8:30 p.m. Your body does this thing where it slows down and it doesn't break the food up, so it sits in your body, and that's what causes like diabetes and stuff because all that sugar is just sitting in your body. And cholesterol issues. So no, I refuse to eat anything past 8:30. And if I do eat past 8:30, I go work out or do something.
It doesn't completely stop your digestive system, but it does slow down because you're preparing to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, my cupcakes and my Twinkies and stuff right before bed.
My grandpa does that, but he's a type 2 diabetic, and so that's like he'll eat a candy or something in order to keep his blood sugar regulated at night because his blood sugar will slowly drop in the middle of the night. So he eats a candy or two before he goes to bed to keep his blood sugar high enough that he can go to sleep and wake up and be okay by morning. And sometimes he even has to eat candy in the morning too. He's got, he does York peppermint patties.
Is he type 1?
Or
does he take insulin or no?
I don't think he's insulin dependent yet. I think mostly does obviously the daily blood sugar checks, but then he takes the pills that try to kick his pancreas into gear.
Is he overweight or is it just something that he
did? No, it's just an age thing for him. He was a runner and he's still like, he had a quadruple bypass and they're like, the only reason why you were able to survive that heart bypass was because his heart was so healthy from the running he did in the military and in college and in high school. He's always been really healthy. It just,
so what caused him to be diabetic then?
I don't know.
Type 2 diabetes. That's interesting.
That could be just age. I don't know for sure, because he is older.
Him being young, you know, doing all that stuff, that's great. But when he got older, if he stopped running and stopped working out,
yeah,
gained that excess weight, even if it's just a little bit of weight, that could cause diabetes or type 2. And if he loses that weight, he can lose the diabetes as well, is what I'm researching.
Well, and like you can have fat people that are anorexic if they lose. Like, even if you go from 350 pounds down to 250 pounds, you still look chubby, but you've lost weight at a significant rate. You could be classified as anorexic because you've lost weight so fast. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and I could see that being the same thing for diabetes. As you get older, you stop moving as much. You do pack on some weight. So you know, it's not a whole lot, but... but my little brother's a type 1 diabetic, so it could also be a genetic thing because it kind of runs in the family.
Oh, he was born diabetic?
Oh, yeah, my little brother was born. Well, he wasn't quite born with it. He got diagnosed when he turned 5. Mm. So technically he was born with it, but just didn't come dormant or stay dormant until he was about 5.
It's like shingles, like the shingles virus. So like after you get chicken pox, you know, it's in your system, but all it takes is that one little thing to flip the switch and boom, you get shingles. It's the same thing with type 1 diabetes.
Yep.
It just takes that little switch to flip and boom.
Yeah. And for him, we all got sick. We all got kind of like a tummy bug flu type sickness or something like that. Like more so than just a cold, but it was like, we all kind of got a little bit sick and he didn't recover from being sick. And my mom was like, he's still not getting better. He's still not getting better. What's going on? He's going to the bathroom all the time. She gave him a Pedialyte drink to see if that would help him retain, because he wasn't retaining any food. So she gave him Pedialyte, and Pedialyte has a lot of sugar in it. And he almost went into a diabetic coma because his blood sugar was over 800.
Jesus Christ. And,
you know, my mom didn't know. She was like, I don't know what's going on with my kid, until she took him to, well, like, he kind of started to crash. And so she took him into the urgent care. Urgent care basically scooped him up, threw him in an ambulance, and took him to Children's Emergency Hospital, you know? So, but he, that flu virus that we all got just kind of kicked his system and went,
I still can't get rid of it. I still got a damn cough and a runny nose.
Oh, you're the one that got me sick, huh, Nick?
No. I cannot get rid of it.
You bastard.
We work at the same place, so when somebody gets sick, it runs through the entire department.
I feel you. I was just thinking of that comedian. I forgot the comedian's name. He's like, you know, I just love the people I work with, but damn, I hate when they come to work sick. That's all it takes is one person to come in and we all get it. Yep. And it's funny as hell because we're all turning around. We're all staring at the person who first came in with it. We all look at them dead in there. We're like, you bastard, look what you did.
You started sick, you this.
Know that? You're a sick person.
You know what it is, Jess? I'm sick of people.
Yeah, I'm allergic to half my job. I'll take some time off.
Right. I'm allergic to the stupid people that I work with. My allergies flare up.
No, I work in shellfish. I work in seafood and I'm allergic to shellfish. I'm literally allergic to half my job.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh?
See, I work in IT. And let me tell you, like, for the company I work for, like, more than half my calls, I want to say 75% of my calls are the most, like, basic thing ever. And like these people, it blows my mind is these people have college degrees. They're so smart. They're book smart. But when it comes to street smarts, they're stupid. They're as dumb as they come. And I mean, like I had this one lady, I kid you not. She was like, I can't figure out how to turn my computer on. I have everything set here and it just doesn't want to turn on. I can't see nothing on my screen. I'm like looking at it. It's like, well, problem number one, you don't have your monitor connected to your desktop. Problem number two, your desktop's not plugged into the power outlet or to the outlet. Problem number three is that the power cord is not actually physically plugged into the desktop. So yeah, you're not going to get nothing turned on.
you are completely short of power there.
Is your brain working? Hello. I feel like Biff from Back to the Future for a moment there.
Right. Oh, man. I felt stupid as all get out because I recently got a new entertainment center for my TV and my PlayStation and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I took everything apart. I unplugged everything. I cleaned off, you know, the space, vacuumed under the old entertainment center, moved it out of the way, put the new one, started hooking things up. Nothing's working. What did I do? Why isn't this working? And my main power cord wasn't plugged into the wall.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, why is nothing working? I plugged all the cords back in where they were. I made sure all the cords were working. This is the only thing that was working was my internet box because I moved it completely separate because it's plugged in at a different spot and then it's plugged into the wall where the internet comes out. And so it's plugged in separately, but it's still on the entertainment center. I'm like, okay, the internet's working, but why isn't anything else turning on? The power cord wasn't plugged into the wall.
I feel you. As an IT guy, you know, I can tell you to be, I'll be honest with you, as an IT guy and then I work with all the rest of the IT people, all of us at one point, we will forget to plug something in, like either the power cord in or like the surge protector that we have everything plugged in. We have everything plugged into the surge protector. And we're like, why is this damn thing not kicking over? And we look at the wire. Jesus, I forgot to plug it in. I'm in that much of a hurry. I forget the most simple, basic thing to do.
Right.
But I tell people the other thing that really annoys the hell out of me is that, like, out of all the technology that we have, we still have not developed built-in memory on devices. And when I say built-in memory, I mean, like, say if you unplug everything like you do, you know how your PlayStation, when you plug it back in, it goes through that setting where it's like, oh, your PlayStation was unplugged or was not turned off properly.
Yeah.
It's going to run through the settings and do all that crap. That's like, we need, like, a built-in memory where it just shows, hey, everything's fine. The power's just turned off. We don't have to go through all this like settings crap. And it's just so annoying.
Right.
That all these devices do that. And you have to sit there, even with like surround sound. Like I noticed like certain surround sounds, you have to sit there and play with it just to get it back to the settings you want. And it's annoying.
Oh my goodness. It's like, we have the technology. Why is this not more simple, more streamlined? Yep.
I'm telling you, I'm convinced that the medical field and the technology field, they're full of sadists. They just get off on the pain of people. They just purposely do things not to help people. They're like, how can we screw with people today and get more pleasure out of this? Oh, let's make the power button difficult to find on this device. Let it blend in, like, camouflage perfectly. Let's see how many people have a heart attack trying to find the power button today.
Oh, yeah.
Or they do that thing and it's a cool design and then you get a million complaints. Okay, we changed it. I'm sorry.
Right.
No, they do that.
I thought it was cool. What's that?
Changing everything.
Like, even with, like, I have a PlayStation 5 and I was trying to find the power button for that damn thing for, like, the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute, let me get a flashlight. Like, oh, I had to get a flashlight just to see it.
Oh, like, my great. Goodness. What did you say, Nick?
I said, we ought to be used to changes. They do it at our work all the time.
Right?
All right.
Even Matt hasn't figured that out.
Well, now that's a whole different subject.
Every time something changes, I have to be like, okay, don't get mad, but we're changing this program. And he's like, oh, geez, they're doing this again. And I'm like, yep, but just roll with the punches with me on this one. I have to give him a warning. Like, they changed it. Don't get mad. It's fine. We got this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm curious, besides Jesse, are any of y'all else into playing video games by any chance?
No, not me. I play.
Okay, so the reason why I asked is because there's a new game that's coming out, and I was like, I wonder why they haven't released a commercial on TV for this game yet. And so, like, mm-hmm. I've seen, like, pictures and stills on TV, like, hey, this new game's coming out, but not an actual video game trailer.
Right.
So I got curious. I got curious. I went to GameStop and I was looking at the video games, and I asked the guy, hey, I saw this game coming out. Is there any way you could put like a trailer? Because I know y'all have this little kiosk thing that you can click on the picture of the game and it'll give you a trailer of the game, like a movie trailer. He's like, yeah, it's right here. So I go, oh, I found it. I clicked on it. I was watching the trailer. And I was like, and it dawned on me after the first 5 seconds, I was like, oh, no wonder they haven't put this on TV. It makes total sense now. So the game is called Alone in the Dark.
Uh-huh.
And the first 5 seconds of that trailer, that video game, there's a little girl, a little redheaded girl. She's singing a song and she's playing with her dolls.
Oh, shit.
Within like the 3 seconds of the dolls, she puts a noose around both dolls and she hangs the dolls. And then 2 seconds later, she puts a noose around her own neck and she's like simulating that she's hanging herself. I'm like, okay, no wonder they didn't release this commercial.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's horrible. So the whole, like, I was like, yeah, it's going to be a horror survival game, but that is just like ridiculous. I'm like, why would you even put that in a video game, a child simulating hanging themselves? I'm like, really?
Have you ever played The Last of Us?
I played only like a few seconds of it, so I can't really say I've actually played the whole game or played enough to actually enjoyed it.
So the first thing you do in that game is basically you play as this character, and Dad went to go figure out what's wrong with Uncle Tom. He left, and then you get woken up by like people shooting, zombies screaming, all that kind of stuff, and you play as this girl. And things are happening, and then all of a sudden, Dad comes back. Hey, we're gonna go. We're gonna get out of here. But you're like, all of a sudden, you wake up from a nap, and you're like, in the zombie apocalypse. What the hell happened? And then within the first 5 minutes of the game, the character you're playing dies.
Jesus.
Like gets shot by police because the police are trying to quarantine people from the zombie apocalypse, and they don't know if you're healthy or not, and they. Basically, you get shot by police.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right off the bat. Okay. So, like, you get connected to this little girl for like 5 whole minutes and then you're gone. And it's like, oh my God. Like, that was the most heartbreaking game ever to start because it was like, you got attached and then they're dead and then,
So, how do you continue playing if you're dead?
So, you continue playing as your dad, Joel. Yeah. So you continue playing as Joel, and then you run into Ellie. Yeah. Yep, and then you run into other people and stuff like that. But
the series on HBO Max so far has been pretty interesting.
Oh, it's good.
I've never played the game. No, I have not. I'm like 3 episodes in. I can only watch like an episode a week because my schedule's so hectic.
Okay, then I'm not going to talk about it anymore because I do not want to spoil it. It is damn good.
I heard it was crap, though, so I've been kind of iffy about wanting to watch it.
When you get finished with the show, go onto YouTube and look up game. I think you can find, like, Last of Us game versus show, game versus movie kind of scenes. And there's a lot that are almost exactly carbon copies of what they had in the game versus what they had in
good.
The show.
Because a lot of
video game to movie adaptation. Mm-hmm. You follow the storyline. You take what's in the game and put it in the movie.
Naughty Dog, who created the game, basically said, if you are going to change anything, you have to make an improvement. If you are going to, if it is not going to do anything better, then do not change it. they right. were very strict with HBO on, that's why it took a while for it to come out, was because they were very strict on, you will not change anything unless it's for the better. One of the things that they did change in the game, you are wearing gas masks a lot because the virus is airborne. But it's hard to do gas masks in a TV show. It's hard to show those emotions. So that's one of the changes they did, but it makes sense for TV. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm gonna not elaborate further because I don't want to ruin it for Doc.
What was that other game Naughty Dog made that they turned into a movie? And it has Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg in there.
I don't remember.
Nathan Drake.
Uncharted.
Uncharted. There you go. See, I heard that. Like, I've seen the movie Uncharted. I actually liked it. I even heard that Naughty Dog they were so picky with that one too. They're like, nope. Everything has to be, like you said, has to be an improvement. Mm-hmm. It has to go through us. We have to either, we can either approve it or disprove it, you know.
They definitely changed up that one from the game quite a bit. But I think they changed it again for the better. They took a couple of video games and turned it into one movie. So, like, you've got to cram some things down into a smaller space, obviously. But I think they did pretty okay with their changes.
Well, you just got the 2-minute warning, so.
I was just about to ask you, Nick, how much time we got left?
Well, under 2 minutes. Well, y'all gonna start another
2 minutes.
Well, I know that now.
Well, I thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah.
Tuesday night being late. I thank you guys. I thank the VP down there and Bella for showing up. Thanks, Mr. Ingham, for showing up.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
I'm just thanking you guys for showing up and being part of the panel.
No problem. Great show, great topics.
Doc,
good stuff. It's good time. Work.
Yeah, I was able to join and listen for a bit, but I wasn't able to actually get on the mic. Sorry about that.
Oh, you did good.
It's all right.
Yeah, I seen you down there.
We won't hold it against you.
GJR Radio? Yeah. It's all right.
He does a lot of music on his podcasting. Great show. He does a Jazz Hours. And
oh, nice.
He does it here on Podbean. Him and
were y'all going to start another show, or was that it for the night?
I have to work tomorrow, so I'm going to. It's it for me. I don't know what Doc has going on or Jesse, but
I should probably cook dinner.
Cool.
It's 10 o'clock here for me, and I have another documentary to get to.
Jesse, do you have your own show, or do you always just jump on this one?
I jump on this one with Nick.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But we'll probably do another.
He keeps trying to get me to start a show.
You should.
Yeah, she won't do it, though. I'm trying to get her to do a wrestling show. She loves wrestling. And,
me too. Nice.
I do.
I got to admit, I'm kind of shocked with The Rock. You know, his whole heel turn. I'm like, what?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely but I love it.
I'm not going to lie. I do love it. It's interesting. I think this is the first time I've seen The Rock actually embrace being a jerk.
Right?
Hey, welcome to We Need to Talk with Nick B. I'd like to thank Bracken's Firearms. For all your firearms and shooting needs, give them a call. 719-465-8320. I'd also like to thank 5280 Creative Company. Contact them for all your custom handmade items, cups, keychains, tote bags, and much, much more. Check them out at 5280creativeco.com. Use code podcast and receive 20% off. Also like to thank Kiss My Fist. They have the hardest hitting edibles on the planet. Go to Kiss My Fist medco.com. Use code podcast and receive 20% off.